Joining us now is Roger Corso, who you would know as the Doctor on Doctor Doctor. Thank you so much, Roger, for being able to join us here in CQ.
Oh, no worries. Good morning.
Now, this show has been really well received, but I just want to point out somewhere where it has been extremely well received. Now, my mum lives in a town called Warhope, which is a little country town, and the whole town believes that this show is based on them. Why Hope, Warhope? Can you confirm or deny this?
Well, you know, there's similarities in the name, of course. I mean, but, look, you know, there's a little bit of every country town, you know, in Australia maybe mixed into Y-Hope. But I definitely think they may have borrowed a little bit from the name.
My mum's going to be stoked. So is the whole town.
They think that they're celebrities. Now, look, from Underbelly to Party Tricks to The Beautiful Lie, you are basically Australian royalty. It was when this script came across your desk, did you just go, I have to do this?
Yeah, pretty much exactly that. You know, it played a lot of kind of, you know, ensemble or parts, and which is great. You know, you're an equal part in a show with other actors. But, you know, this is a very big role, a central character, and I sort of hadn't done that before, so I did jump at it.
People are loving this show because you just found out you've been picked up for a second season.
Yeah, which unheard of. Like, after two episodes, we were told last week that we're getting picked up, which is amazing. So, you know, the life of an actor, you know, you usually don't know what you're doing, you know, 6 weeks ahead. So to know what you're doing next year is fantastic. And, you know, hey, my kids get Christmas this year.
They're going to get Christmas presents. Like, okay, great. Moving along, you're playing a doctor. So we kind of felt as though we should test your knowledge on being a doctor.
This is what all comes crashing down, the illusion.
I was going to say, one is kind of similar, nothing like the other.
He might have picked some stuff up, Carly. Come on. Okay, here we go. Carly's going to ask you your first question. We're going to test your medical knowledge.
Okay, so you might have heard of a couple of these in the scenes. If someone comes to your practice at Y-Hope and they say that they have zoonosis, what do you think that they have?
Oh, that's a fear of zoo animals, of course.
I think they'd be going to a psychologist then. No, this actually scares me. Apparently it's an infection you can get by nature that is transferred through humans and animals. So you can both get it.
That's kind of what he said.
Be scared of the zoo animals.
Yeah, actually.
I mean, it's the next phase of that disease. It's very complicated.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it to you.
We're going to give you that. Okay, look, we've got a second question for you. What function would a kaleidoscope perform in a surgery?
Well, the doctors get bored. And so you look through the kaleidoscope, the pretty patterns that it... Because these are like 4 or 5 hour operations sometimes, and like, you know, play their music, they look, you know, it's a bit psychedelic.
Well, look, we seem to be running out of time. You know, we would like to ask you these questions all day, because I actually think you're very good at this.
I think you've passed with kaleidoscope colours.
There's a GP's job going here in Rockhampton. Will you take it?
Absolutely. I mean, God help any of the patients.
Roger Corso, thank you so much for joining us. We're all massive fans up here in central Queensland of Dr. Doctor. We will be continuing to watch.
Oh, great. That's so kind of you guys. Thanks so much.